you strive for a sense of being one with the drum, and everything is just flowing. It's the three H's rather than the four H's. Intellectually, you have to understand the music, you know, so that's your head. And then your hands have to actually physically be able to do it. And you need to have the body memory and the manual dexterity to play that music. And then once you've kind of got those things cooking, then, you know, this kind of the spirit or the heart has to kind of pull it all together. Because otherwise, you don't convey any sense of energy or engagement with the music. In Japanese, when you put words, certain words together, it changes the pronunciation of that first part of the word. So taiko is what a drum is. It literally means large drum, taiko. But when you put it together with anything in front of it, it becomes daiko. So our name is So Daiko. And very loosely translated, it means kind of peaceful, harmonious drums. When we first started, we used to run before every practice. And now what we do is we try to do a certain number of push-ups and sit-ups and running before we start every practice. And that's kind of just core conditioning, but part of it is also so that we're all kind of working together. The way we approach taiko is that we see this as not only musical, but it's visual. And so there has to be the engagement of you with the drums. And many of our pieces involve moving between drums as opposed to just standing at a drum. The smallest drums that we had on stage are called shime daiko, and they're drums that have two heads that are tied together by ropes. The largest drum in an ensemble is called the o daiko, or big drum, and so our largest drum is about 3 feet in diameter. There are kind of basic rhythms that are surrounding you, and it goes beyond kind of the rhythm of the heartbeat, but, you know, the neighborhood you grow up in, or the sound of the subway train, or, you know, just kind of the music you hear at school or on the street, and all of those things kind of influence the way you then will develop your own music. There are some groups on the West Coast that say that there's nothing traditional about American taiko, that American taiko is a completely different art form. Most of the North American taiko groups are aligning somewhere along the way, either viewing themselves as being very traditional or as being completely unique and different. So in the music that we play, there are a couple of pieces where the bass beat is the same bass beat that you'll find in many parts of Japan. But when you get to some of the structured portions of the music, or when you get to the improvisations or the solos within the pieces, you'll find that there are elements that are there that are not from traditional Japanese music. There are those of us who feel that one of the values for us in taiko is it brings us closer to our culture and our traditions and our music, and yet we're changing it, and so we're taking it someplace else. And where do you take it so far away that you lose that connection to history?
Alan Okada is a founding member of So Daiko. Our piece was produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez.